We don't need to. We don't need it. Right, okay. Where the river flowed out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. This is the main characteristics, actually, of the house of God. It's impossible today to build a church without the river flowing. So if you go to a certain meeting or any meeting and it's so dry and there is no river flowing, that definitely is not the house of God. Whenever there is a house of the living God, there must be the flowing out of the river of water of life. In fact, the Lord in John chapter 7 says, this river should be flowing out from everyone's innermost being. Isn't it true? But in Ezekiel chapter 7, 47, let us read it first. I think this is an important point that I should not overlook. Ezekiel 47 said, then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. Praise the Lord, it's toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east, and the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. So you have to realize that it must flow out of the temple there, on the south side of the temple, toward the east, eastern gate. I'm sorry, south side of the altar, right? The south side of the altar. So, without the flow, it is not possible to say that this is the house of the living God. Wherever the house of the living God is, it's not about doctrine. Oh, we are the church. Oh, you can say that a thousand times, but if nobody sees the flow of the river, whatever you said doesn't mean anything. Just like at the end of Ezekiel in chapter 48, the name of that city is what? Yahweh, Jehovah, Shema. The Lord is here. So if the Lord is not there, you can say anything you like. It doesn't matter what you say. So today, it's not a matter of doctrine. It's not a matter of who claims what. Oh, we are the church. You can shout from the top of your lung. But if the Lord is not there, he is not there, period. And so, if you want to know whether it is the church or not, what are you looking for? The right doctrine? Well, everybody can talk doctrine very easily. Everybody can speak the Bible. Right? And today you can get the doctrine from the internet. Anything you like to know, go to the internet. But don't do that. You go to the Holy Spirit, you go to the Lord, the Holy Anointing, that's our very source. Remember the rib? No, you go to the rib, okay. That's the very source that we have. Not the net, but the rib. Okay, remember that. Don't go to the net, you go to the rib. Now, this river is the characteristic of God's house. And the Lord said here, wow, he showed Ezekiel the river. This is very important. And he brought me out by the way of the north gate. Remember, the south gate is shut. And led me around on the other side to the outer gateway that faces the east. And there was water. It's not a lake, it's not a stale water, it's running water. Running out, flowing out on the right side. So, the water is very important, and it must be a flowing river. It's no good if the water is in you, but it's not flowing out. Then you'll be like a dead sea. only flowing in and no flowing out. So for us, the believers, having the river of the water of life, it must be flowing out. The Lord said, out of your innermost being will gather the rivers and the water of life. No, it didn't say will gather there. It says will flow. Praise the Lord. So wherever you go, we the believers, this water should be flowing. Suppose I have a lot of water in me, but it's just me and it's not flowing out. It's of no use to anybody. So we come together and nobody's flowing and nothing is flowing out. What's the use of our gathering together? I hope that in these few days the water is really not flowing but gushing. Wow, there's so much water flowing in the fellowship, in the morning watches. Wherever we are, this water is flowing. This is the right way. This is the way of the Spirit flowing out, not terrible dead doctrine. I tell you today, I can't stand any doctrine. But it has to be the living water flowing out of each one of us. That's so wonderful. I hope that all of you will have such a taste of the flowing river that you'll be so used to it, and any time you just hear a dead doctrine, you'll just shut off, forget about it, and walk out. Why? There's no need of any dead doctrine here. But what we need in the house of the living God is the flowing river. Wonderful. Now, it says here, verse 3, and when the man, and that man is the Lord, with a measuring rod. For the man went out to the east with a line in his hand. He measured 1,000 cubits. It didn't say what he measures, but he measured something. So what did he measure? Just the river? Did he just measure the river? Or did he measure what? You. Or what was measured? It says here, 1,000 cubits. Oh, 1,000 cubits. If it is the river, well, it should be already very high. But how come he says, and he brought me through the water, and the water came up only to my ankles? That's not 1,000 cubits, is it? So what did he measure? What did he measure? He measures Ezekiel. He measures you and me. And every time the Lord measures, he measures 1,000 cubits. That means a complete unit. So every time the Lord measures you, you have to come up 1,000 cubits. That means you have to grow a full measure. Don't be happy with just a little bit of growth. So after he measured and he brought Ezekiel through the water, it only came up to the ankle. If the flood in Quezon City and in Manila is only up to the ankle, no problem. Everybody can move freely. Even your car, you can drive your car, and you can walk very easily, right? Because the water is only up to here. So if the water is up to here, you can walk freely. Your movement is very free, right? So it depends on how much the Lord measures you. Then, and again he measured another 1,000 and brought me through in verse 4. And, I'm sorry, yeah, in verse 4. Okay, he measured another 1,000 cubits. And the water came up to where? To the knees. When the water come up to the knees, you think you can walk so fast, you can run? It'll be very difficult. You've all swam in the sea before in the beach. When you're just on the beach is there, the water is here, you can still run, and now you feel refreshed. Then you go deeper, and the water come up here, it'll be already very difficult to move, right? Your movement is restricted by the water. Then he measured another 1,000 and brought me through the water, and the water come up to my waist. If the water is up to your waist, can you walk so fast? I don't think you can walk so fast. You'll be walking with a lot of resistance there. You cannot move, right? And again he measured another 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross anymore. That means my, it came up to the first floor of your house. It came up not just here, it became a river that you just cannot cross over. You have to swim. And while swimming, you'll be carried by the river, especially if the current is very strong. You'll be carried by the current. So you can really see the river. Yes, you have the river, but up to where? Up to where is the river? You can say, praise the Lord, I have the Spirit. All right, you have the Spirit. But how much? Up to where? Up to here? If it's up to the ankle, your ankle here, you can still move very freely. You can, oh, you can run away, you can go anywhere you like. You can still move very freely, and the Spirit cannot stop you. The Holy Spirit cannot stop you because you're still quite free. So you can even jump. And once you jump, you're above the water. You jump. So it all depends on how much you are measured by the Lord. Are you willing to be measured? This is the point here this morning. How come we say we have the Spirit, but you're still so free? Well, because the Spirit is only ankle deep. But for some who have a deeper flow of the Spirit, that means you are being measured by the Lord. And when you are being measured, you're being dealt with by the Lord. You're being judged by the Lord. And you're being saved much more by His life. So there is much more water up to your knee here. Then you can't move so freely anymore like before. 50 years ago, as a high school grad, or, you know, boy, I can do whatever I like. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I cannot say I don't love the Lord. But, boy, I can move any way I like, to any direction. I can go anywhere I want to. But today, it's very difficult. Even if I want to, there's a lot of resistance. The water, you want to go, but a wave is coming this way. You want to go that way, but a wave keeps coming this way. Especially it's when you are just above the water with your head there. You want to go anywhere, and the wave is coming this way. It'll be very difficult for you to go and do anything according to your own will. It's hard. So it all depends. And this is where this wonderful picture in Ezekiel 47 is. It shows when that river rises in you, the less you can move, the more difficult. Your movement becomes restricted, not by any rules and regulations, no. Rules and regulations, they don't work. That's why there's a saying, the rules are meant to be. That's why I didn't say it, you said it, right? So rules doesn't work. Meaning to say just the rules, it won't work, especially in the Philippines. You can make all the rules you like in the Philippines. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So whatever sign there is, it's the same as not having it. And even it will stir you up to break it. Right? You all know, you lived here. Right? I'm glad I don't live here anymore, just coming occasionally to visit. But, you know, this is what the flesh just cannot. Don't think the law can restrict you. No, no, no. So, but what can restrict you? It is the flow of the Holy Spirit, the river. But it depends on how deep the river is flowing in you. So out of your innermost being shall flow rivers. You should see how deep. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, your neck deep. Is it up to here already? Or is it up to here? When it's up to here, then you'll be carried by the current. The flow, remember, it's a flowing river. So even if you want to swim, it is very hard to swim. If the current is going this way, you want to swim that way, it's not possible, not easy. So praise the Lord for this. This is the river that we need to see. Just to make the long story short here. Wherever this river flows, everything will be healed. Not only cleansed, but healed. For our sins, we need cleansing. If you have a dirt in your hand or in your face, what do? You take medicine? No, you use water to clean it. But if you're sick, you cannot use soap to take away the... You cannot just use cleansing. You need the healing, the life. So it is the life that will heal you. So when you pray, you should not just pray, Lord, cleanse me, which is very good. But you say, Lord, heal me. Because after the fall of man, our soul became changed. It became fallen, corrupted. And we have all kinds of sickness. So we need the healing of life. Without the healing, you remain the same all the time. And the sickness will grow. And eventually will eat you up. Right? So this wonderful life that we have is not just there to make us alive, but to heal us and to transform us. It's our medicine, praise the Lord. So the Lord came here to be a physician. It's wonderful, really wonderful, for the Lord to heal us. This wonderful life must be experienced by you as a medicine to heal you. So in chapter 47, I'm sorry, verse 7 on one hand, let's just read verse 7. When I returned there, along the bank of the river, were many trees on one side and the other. So positively the river is for the growth. No water, no growth. If you plant something in a desert and there's no water, don't expect any growth. And if you plant something, you better water it. If you don't water it, there's no growth. So positively, the river is for the growth. But in verse 7 and verse 8, it says here, then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, and which flows toward the Dead Sea. So the eastern side here is the Dead Sea. And goes down into the valley. And enters the sea. Which sea? It was the Dead Sea. So it's very meaningful that that sea near Jerusalem is called the Dead Sea. And when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live. And there will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed. Wonderful. I like the word healing. Don't you need healing? I need healing. Many times I told the Lord, not just forgive me, but Lord, heal me. This is very important. This is very important. We need healing. And this river of water of life will heal us. And everything will live wherever the river goes. Now, there will be, of course, many fishermen. We will be those fishermen fishing, because this fisherman will be bringing the river out of them. Today we will be, wherever you go, the living water will flow. And so there will be many fish there. Don't say, oh, it's so hard to gain people. No, no, no. Wherever you go, with this river of water of life, especially if it's flowing up to your waist and up to here, up to there, there will be many fish. You will be catching a lot of fish. Did not the Lord say, I will make you what? Fisher of men. There's a special fish called men. This is the men fish. We are a different kind of fishermen. And so what do you fish? We fish all kinds of people. Praise the Lord. And so I really hope that all of you young people, wherever you go, in La Salle, in Santo Tomas, in Ateneo, wherever you go, don't just study there. Brian, don't just be a debater. You be a fisher. You have to be majoring in fishery. So what did you major in, La Salle? You say, oh, I major in fishery. What do you fish? I fish men. I fish the students there. I go there to fish the students at the university. Praise the Lord. You should go to the university as such. So all your customers are potential fish. How about that? Franklin. So wherever you go, it says wherever you go, there'll be a lot of fish. So what are you? Are you fishermen? Oh, we better be, okay? All of you must change your business, change your profession. You're no longer doing this kind of business or that kind of a business. We are in the Lord's business. Firstly, it's in the construction business. We are building God's house. And then we are also in the fish catching business. We're all fishermen. Okay, and you got a third business that you're doing. You'll be the priest serving God, the real priesthood. Okay, interesting here, in chapter 47, is there something that cannot be healed? Verse 11, swamps and marshes will not be healed, but will be given over to salt. And salt here is not positive. It is negative. Somebody became a salt, a pillar of salt. Who was she? Lot's wife. So becoming a salt pillar is his judgment. Is a judgment. It's judgment. Now, let me ask you one question concerning Lot's wife. Was she fully destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah? No? She came out. But did she come out all the way to be with Lot? Neither. So she was neither in Sodom and Gomorrah, nor was she fully out there with Lot. At least she was not with Abraham. The best place, of course, is with Abraham. So what is a marsh and swampy place? It's in between. It's not the sea. The sea is just full of water. Neither is it dry land, because the dry land is completely dry. And so what's the marshes? It's muddy places. It's neither sea nor dry land. It is somewhere in between. It is. You are neither this nor that. You are neither hot nor cold. You are neither for the world nor for the church. You are somewhere in between. You are not absolute for the truth, and you are somewhere in between. You are not fully wrong, but neither are you fully right. You are not in Jerusalem. You are not somewhere in Egypt, but you are in somewhere called Lon. Some, not London, but Babylon. Somewhere there. These are the marsh places. These people, you cannot heal them. You cannot change them. Nothing could change them. Why? Because of such a terrible disposition in them. Even the Lord could not heal them. Even the river could not heal them. Did not the Lord tell Laodicea, I wish you were either cold or your heart, but because you're lukewarm, the Lord can't do anything with you. He just spit it out. So what are we today? What are we today? So this is something you all need to pay attention. This is a very clear warning in Ezekiel chapter 47. Maybe you've never read this verse, I don't know. Maybe you don't pay attention to whatever it says here. But after this morning, you cannot say, I don't know. Because you all came to the conference. So it's very dangerous to come to our conferences, because after you come here, you will see a lot of things you don't see, and you cannot walk out here as if nothing happens. Yeah. This is what the Word of God says. The swamps and the marshes will not be healed, but will be given over to salt. And salt is another word for shame. You will be put to shame. Oh, Lord Jesus. But then it says here, along the bank of the river on this side and on that side will grow all kinds of trees used for food. And the leaves will not wither, and the fruit will not fail. And they will bear fruit every month. Sounds familiar? Revelation chapter 22. Because the water flows from the sanctuary, their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Is waterfall. Just like the tree of life, the leaves will be for the healing of the nations. Really, really great. So, this is the characteristic of this wonderful building in Ezekiel. This is great and this is wonderful. We all need to appreciate this. We all need to appreciate this. So this chapter is very important. Don't think it's not important. This river is very important. And of course, the tree of life. I hope that all of you will be touched by this and remember this in your heart. Amen. It's almost 10 o'clock. Shall we continue with the next one, or we just have a little pause? Pause, right? Let's have a pause. Praise the Lord. There is a river flowing. Okay, amen.